The FDA has approved the first treatment to help people suffering withdrawal from opioids that is not itself an opioid. The federal agency fast-tracked the pill, which can be prescribed for up to 2 weeks. The manufacturer hasn't yet set a price for the medication, and the FDA is requiring the company to do more studies in targeted populations. With me to talk about this is Dr. Frank LaVecchio, an emergency physician and medical toxicologist with Banner University Medical Center and the Banner Poison and Drug Information Center. And Dr. LaVecchio, in your mind, how big of a deal could this new drug be?
Well, the new drug you're talking about is Lucemera. And Lucemera was approved, and it's only been approved for no more than 14 days. The exciting thing about this is when they compared it to placebo or a sugar pill in patients who had opioid addiction and withdrawal, this drug showed favorable signs and symptoms. What was most important about this drug is that it made it easier for patients in that they felt more comfortable.
Do you get the sense that this medication is one that would have to be used in conjunction with other treatments? Or do you think this by itself could help wean a patient off of opioids and sort of get them back to where they need to be?
For now, this drug has to be used in conjunction with other medications. We have other medications that we've used in the past that act similar to this drug. Some of those we've used in treating opiate withdrawal for a long time, and they include drugs like clonidine, for example. So this drug is supposed to stop the release of a drug like norepinephrine or adrenaline, okay, in the brain, and by doing that, it's believed to decrease your withdrawal cravings. So I think it's exciting. I think more studies need to be done, of course. It's probably going to be an adjunct. And I think we're learning from this is that certain people, based upon their genetics, based upon their drugs, based upon some other things, do best with kind of like a menu, an a la carte menu of, hey, maybe you might respond better to Suboxone and or methadone, or you don't want to do any of those substitutes. So this is very, very new, this drug. I'm certainly going to try it. And the beauty of this drug so far, it looks like that it's relatively safe.
Well, and it seems like one of the big selling points of this particular drug is that it does not seem, at least now, to be addictive in and of itself. So you're not treating one addiction and potentially getting a patient hooked on something else.
That's right. Based upon what I've read about the drug, based upon what's known about the drug, it should not be addictive. It hits different receptors or different places in the brain that aren't associated with addiction.
Given how you describe that this medication actually works, is it possible that it could be used to wean patients who are addicted to other substances off as well?
The hope with many of these medications is that we could use them for other things. And I wouldn't be surprised if somebody tried to use this for alcohol withdrawal, or somebody tried to use it for withdrawal from other medications, maybe such as, you know, some antidepressants which cause symptoms. It's still very, very early for that, but most of us would be very excited to study that.
So the FDA just approved this last week. Do you have a gut feeling of when you might be able to get your hands on it to start giving it to your patients to see how it works?
I'd like to try to start using it within this year. I think most people usually don't like to be the first one to prescribe a medication. So far, the side effect profile has been very minimal, some drop in blood pressure, some slowing of the heart rate, some sleepiness. But if you start giving it to everyone, some people might slip through the cracks in the sense that their blood pressure might drop even more or their heart rate might slow down even more. So I would say I'm an early adapter in the sense that I'd probably use it within the first year or so, and I hope to use it. This drug was fast-tracked by the FDA, and one of the reasons it was fast-tracked is, you know, we don't have many treatments now that are effective for opiate withdrawal.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that fast-tracked issue, and I'm wondering if it gives you any pause that, you know, something might have been missed or an extra test or, you know, set of subjects that might have gone through a clinical trial of this might not have gone through since, you know, the FDA moved this as expeditiously as it seems to have.
We always get worried with any new drug that gets released, and, you know, I've been doing this for a few decades and know that when drugs get released and they're thought to be, have no side effects or no bad outward effects, over time we do find some of the side effects. So I'm always apprehensive to be the first to prescribe these drugs. I think many of us in the addiction world are very, very excited that there's something new that we can try for our patients.
I'm curious on a philosophical level. I mean, you said that you're very excited to start being able to give this to your patients. When a medication like this comes out and starts being distributed to physicians and patients, is there a danger of it being seen as sort of a miracle drug, that it will work for everybody and there will be no side effects and everything will, go back to being perfect just the way it was before whatever malady it was that somebody became afflicted with?
Unfortunately, we've had so many cases in the history of medications and drug approvals where drugs have a miracle cure, and this is going to be a game changer and change everything for the better. And unfortunately, most of those unfortunately fail. It's very tough, especially in a very difficult disease such as opiate addiction, that this is going to lead to, that rapid of an improvement. I think this will help some people a little bit. I don't think this is a game changer based upon what I'm seeing in the studies so far.
Dr. Frank Lovecchio is an emergency physician and medical toxicologist with Banner University Medical Center and the Banner Poison and Drug Information Center.